Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He came to a second son and told him likewise. He said, son, go work today in my vineyard. And the son said, yes, sir. I will sure do it. Because you know I'm with you. Yes, father. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will do it. Whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And what? And what? How many understand talking all day means nothing if you don't do it? Right? Well, if you've been in the ministry for very long, you see it. You got your talkers and you got your doers. Oh man, you know, anything ever comes up now, y'all let me know. Anything, anything, anything. The longer they say it, the less I believe it. Yeah. I'm serious, because people who are doers, they're just ready. And they don't do a bunch of talk. They just say, we're here. The other folks say, I'd sure like to get with you and sit down and talk about some things. I'd like to. Talkers. Talkers. Oh, Brother Keith, we've been a believing and we've been a looking, and I'd sure like to talk to you sometime. I don't want to talk. I want to do. There's too much empty talk around. Let's pray. I can pray at my house. You can pray at your house. How many times most of you praying, that's where it ought to be. Yeah, we come together and pray. But let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. And when we get together, we're read up. We're fed up. We're prayed up. Now let's do something. Let's do something. Let's sit around and talk, look at each other. Well, one of these days, by golly, one of these days, you'll be dead. Soon and very soon. If the Lord comes beforehand, you'll be gone. Either way, won't be long. And right now, how many understand those that have gone already before us in the grandstands of heaven? They've had their time. They had their season on the front lines, in the midst of the front edge and line of the kingdom of God advancing. Their time has come and gone in that respect. We are here now. This is our hour. This is our moment. This is our time. Everything we can do for the kingdom of God has eternal consequences and reward.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not time to just chat and while away the years talking about the sweet by and by. It's time. Help me now. It's time to do. Not just say, Lord, 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 Lord. Ooh, Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, Lord. And it's not time to say, yes, sir, yes, sir. Oh, I'll do it. Anything, anything, anything. I was reading in Ezekiel and Jeremiah, in different places, particularly one time they came to the man of God and they said, would you inquire of the Lord for us? And whatever he tells you, who will do it? Whatever he tells you. He waited on the Lord about 10 days. The word of the Lord came to him. He came to him, told him, they said, not that. No, we don't want. And they were so adamant. Whatever he tells us, anything he tells us, we'll do it. And he told them. And then he told them before he told them. He said, you ain't going to do it. Oh yeah, whatever he said, no, you won't, I know you won't do it. Oh yeah, anything the Lord says. He told him, he says, no, we're not doing that. So that's what this guy says. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But what? He went not. They were so prompt and they were so respectful and they did nothing. He said, which of them two did the will of his father? Which one? They say, well, the first one, the one who, what? Who went? He did. And Jesus said to them, verily I say to you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness and you believed him not, but the publicans and harlots believed him. And you, when you had seen, repented not afterward that you might believe him. Are we talking about the kingdom of God still? And this is one reason why they hated him so much. Oh man, this is like slapping them in the face with a wet dish rag. A dirty one. Right? He said, because man, they despised the publicans and harlots. Don't you remember he talked about the one guy that came in the temple and said, oh Father, I thank thee that I'm not like other men. I'm not like this publican. Sinners, and they thought publicans and harlots is the lowest of the low, and they're so high and holy. He said, they're getting in the kingdom of God ahead of you. Why? Because you're full of hot air. You talk and talk and talk and talk, and holy this, and thou father this, and durst and art, and thou'st and wouldest. And holy, 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 and you're all talking when? And here these guys, streetwalkers and thieves and liars, but when they saw it, do you see what he's talking about? God had dealt with them and they said, no, I ain't going to church. No, I'm going to sell my body and make a lot of money. No, I ain't going to church. No, I got a scheme and I'm going to make some money and I'm going to do this. But later on, they saw it. They saw it, and when they did, they came and did the will of God. And here are these guys, talk, 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 but never every time God called on them to do something, they didn't do it. They didn't do it. Give me a sinner who knows they're a sinner and not putting on any airs, just honest, but willing, did you hear me? Any time over a hypocritical preacher or Christian or churchgoer who's full of talk and can quote you 40 scriptures and won't do one of them. Right? But a man or woman, I don't care how bad they've been or how low they've been, if they'll say, yeah, man, I'm a sorry rascal. Yeah. God loves you. Will you do this? Yeah. And change. And do it. How many doers do I have in here now? Tell me. Go back with me, if you would, to Luke, the second chapter. Luke, the second chapter. You got talkers and you got doers. Which one are you? That wasn't everybody. Well, it's not everybody, but it's time to make that declaration. Right? Everybody said, everybody, everybody, everybody said out loud, I am not just a talker. I'm not just a hearer. Not just a hearer only. I am a doer. I'm a doer by the grace of God. I'm a doer. Hallelujah. We don't just preach about praying. We what? We pray. We don't just talk about giving, we give. We don't just talk about working and doing, we work, we do. I mean, it's easy to say it, but then it takes activity to get it done. Right? Luke 2, notice this. Man, this ministered to me. It's a strong looking at it again last night. Luke 2, you know the story. Jesus and his parents were traveling and they were going in to observe the Lord's statutes. And as they left, they went a whole day and didn't know Jesus wasn't there. Remember that? And when they finally found him, do you remember what he said? Verse 48. Luke 2:48. When they saw him, they were amazed. Where was he? He's in the temple. He's listening. He's asking questions. How old is he? He's 12. He's been there for hours and hours. And his mother said, "Son, why have you dealt like this with us? Why did you do this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you and sorrowing. We've been so concerned." And verse 49, what did he say? "How is it that you sought me?" In other words, why didn't you know where to look? Why? "Wished you not, didn't you know, that I must be about my Father's business." Said out loud, I must be about my Father's business. He's 12 years old, right? And this is already filling him. His thoughts, his passion, his desire to be what? About the Father. What is the Father's business? Kingdom of God. People getting in the kingdom. People growing up and developing in the kingdom. Yeah. The kingdom advancing. It's our Father's kingdom. It's our Father's business. Yeah. Right?
Yes, sir.
How about us?
Yeah,
what should we be about?
Yeah.
Does our Father have business that is to be done in the earth every day?
Yes.
Hmm? Are we His ambassadors? Are we His representatives? Yes. Are there things He wants done? Are the things He wants done in the earth, in Branson and Nixon and Reed Springs and Arkansas, wherever you're from, are the people He wants talked to? People He wants ministered to? Or are there people's needs that He wants met? Right? The churches He wants helped and ministries He wants started and outreaches He wants funded and manned. Hmm? Does He have business in the earth? He does. And who does the Father's business? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
We must be about our Father's business.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom Business, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402G. That's R1402G, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.